I don't know if John's ever called me his son in love, but maybe I'll get a shirt made or something. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the role models. And so I chose the subtitle, Choose Good Role Models and Be Good Role Models. So that kind of is going to include everybody, we'll see, as we go through these. So we'll kind of just start out, you know, what is a role model? I think we're familiar with it when we think about, you know, when we think about looking out at people that we see and we want to achieve the same goals or success as them. And this, you know, this happens probably in all walks of life, on all endeavors. The ones we see, you know, pretty prominent, you know, outside in the world, you know, sports, that's a big one. You know, if you're a young, you know, basketball player, you're looking at somebody in the NBA. You know, my days, it was Michael Jordan. Everybody wanted to be Michael Jordan. So they wanted to imitate everything about him. You know, nowadays it may be, you know, a new player that they're wanting to imitate. You know, they want to do exactly the same thing as them. And this happens, things like entertainment, you know, we're probably familiar with that. If you're a, you know, an entertainer, a singer, you know, you'll see people interviewed and they say, you know, who's your role model? Who inspires you? Where do you get, you know, some of your inspiration to do these things? And they will, you know, list off people that they have as role models that they achieve to imitate in their, you know, entertainment. And we do that even in our careers. You know, even at my place of work, we have things like mentors. If you have somebody that's in a role that you want to get better at, you know, they will mentor you. They say if you want to, you know, be doing this, you know, achieve this, you know, this, here's how ways you can do that, right? And even like business, you think that's more like entrepreneurial business. You know, you think of people who say, I want to be the next, you know, Jeff Bezos. I want to found a company like Amazon and grow it. And, you know, you'll see people who, you know, want to copy and imitate these great, you know, entrepreneurs and grow a business like that. And so we are familiar with that, you know, concept of role models. But, you know, what about in our lives to follow Christ? You know, are we looking at those kind of role models, people to look at? And so we'll look at some this evening, but we'll start with the ultimate example, Christ. So that's probably one that's, you know, maybe pretty obvious, but when we think about who we should be imitating, think about, first we'll start with imitating Christ. Look at John chapter 13. Verses 13 through 17. We see John writing, recording Jesus' words here directly. I started at this first one and I had to keep going. A key phrase I have up there, so that's not the whole verse I have listed there. That's just kind of a key phrase maybe that we'll pull out. But John 13, verses 13 through 17, Jesus is speaking here. He says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So he tells them directly, you know, when he's doing this, I am giving you an example that you should do this also. In this example, he was, you know, washing one another's feet. That may not always be the case that, you know, that we're going to, you know, break out the tub and wash someone's feet. Maybe there's other things we can do for people to serve them, to use that Christ as an example to do that. Let's look at a few verses from Peter here. The Gospels were full of examples of this, but let's see, New Testament writer Peter here, what he says we should be looking back on here. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. He says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." So Peter was there. He received, that words firsthand. He saw the example firsthand. And now he's telling them, when the people he's writing this to, and for us to read it now, the Holy Spirit, is that Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. So we are to be looking at Christ for an example. And then a few chapters later in Peter, 1 Peter, in chapter 4, forward, 1 Peter 4, verse 1, he writes here, "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God." He says here, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. We should be imitating that way of thinking, the way that he mentions Christ, that same way of thinking. We should be seeking to use that as an example. 1 John chapter 2, if you'll turn over there, see what John writes here. 1 John chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. First John 2, 4 through 6, John writes, "Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him," listen to this, "ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." So John says that if we say we abide in him, then we ought to walk in the same way in which he walked, that is Christ. We should be striving to walk in that same manner, modeling our path, our walk after Christ. There's many other verses that we could probably go through for looking at Christ as the example, as the ultimate example, and there's also many other examples you can probably think of all throughout the Bible that we think of and we might use as role models. All throughout at different stages of our lives, there's different role models we find in the Bible that maybe speak to us at different ways. And you think about like Hebrews chapter 11 that, we'll call sometimes a hall of faith. There's all kinds of examples listed there of faithful men and women who serve as worthy patterns for us to emulate. But for our time, I wanted to step next to the Apostle Paul. He had quite a bit to say on this matter of who we should be imitating and how that will serve Christ. If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, let's start here. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 16. He writes to the Corinthians here, "I urge you then, be imitators of me." He says, "Be imitators of me." Paul had a unique mission, a unique charge that he was given when he was given this mission to go and spread the gospel. We have a class we're following on Wednesday night. David teaches them Acts, and we're currently going through that, Paul's journeys. He was given this charge to go out and to these churches to foster and grow these churches all throughout the region. And many times, they were given, they had Paul, did not have Christ as a physical example to follow. So they were told, he tells them here to be imitators of me. And if we look at the next verse I have listed, was a good design that was established here. If we look a few chapters later to the Corinthians 11 and verse 1. He says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. So by them imitating Paul and the things that he did and the things that he told them, they were imitating Christ, because Paul, by that charge, by that inspiration as an apostle, he was given that to imitate Christ. And so he said, if they imitate Paul and he imitates Christ, then they imitate Christ through that. It's kind of I thought of like the transitive property, by them imitating Paul, who's imitating Christ, they have that example for the words that he gave them to follow and the gospel that he revealed to them of Christ. They had that to imitate. If you look at what he said to the Philippians here, Philippians 4 and verse 8 through 9, he continues that concept here. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. He says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So he tells them, these things that you've learned, you've received, you've heard and seen in me, he says, practice these things. That was how they were to imitate Christ, is through these the word that Paul was giving them to do, and how they would practice these things. And if we look at what he told Timothy, what he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 13, he said, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So he tells Timothy to follow the pattern. He is giving, Timothy a mentoring him, kind of, so to speak, as a younger preacher, Timothy, in the gospel. He's telling him to follow this pattern that you've heard from me. And we're familiar with that, with patterns and how we might follow a pattern. And so he says to, for Timothy to have success in following Christ, to follow this pattern. And so some might say, well, that's Paul, that's something that we can read about in the Bible. It might be hard, some might say, to fully relate to someone we can only read about in a book. That would not be a correct way of thinking, as far as the Bible is given for our learning and for learning of the gospel. But some may have, want something more in front of them. Some people learn examples differently, right? Paul is a great Christian, but you know, how would he do today? How would he live? You know, we live in a different world. It's hard to imagine how he would deal with the things that we deal with today. Well, for that, we could suggest that we have our own brethren we can look at, right? And that's kind of the next one here is other Christians. There are those that are in any church or many churches. You know, I know this one. It has many people that are faithful, are zealous, devoted Christians who are working hard to live for the Lord. And, you know, they have these qualities that we should be looking for. You know, they resist temptation. They spread the word. They encourage others. There's people here that do that. There's people that work tirelessly to, you know, do His will, to do the Lord's will. And so I would suggest that we look to them, imitate them. You know, and Paul encourages us to do this. If we look here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, this was part of what we read for the scripture reading. Philippians 3:17, when he wrote to them, he said, "Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern." He said, note those who so walk. Sometimes, I think the ESV says, keep your eyes on those. Keep your eyes on those who so walk. You know, we should be noting or keeping our eyes on those who walk according to Christ. Those that, you know, we interact with here that make up the body. You know, are we seeing, you know, how they act and do? You know, are we imitating these qualities that we should be looking for? Let's look at this next 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 6 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 1, 6 through 8. He writes to them here, Paul does, and he says, verse 6, And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. He was commending them that their example, that others saw their example, right? Others saw their example and it said that it sounded forth. It went forth from you into these other areas. They saw that they were had these qualities they wanted to imitate and to be pattern their lives after. And we know that this method works to look to those who may be doing something better. We talked about earlier the people that out in these other walks of life. We talked about sports and entertainment, things that you say, okay, well, they're succeeding in that. That's what I want to achieve. Well, you know, why don't we do that the same thing when we talk about this most important endeavor, serving God? Why would we not look at people who seem to be doing the right thing, to doing a good job at it, and trying to take on those qualities, imitating them. Look at Titus chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. Titus 2, verses 7 and 8. (Clears throat) Paul writes to Titus here in chapter 2, verse 7, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works. And in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. When we think about that, he says that word, be a model of good works. You know, that's what we're talking about here, something someone could look at and say, I want to model my life after that. I want to take on those qualities so that I can also do that. And we might say, well, you know, what does this do for the body? You know, what does it do? That's kind of what I think about. What is it actually going to achieve by everybody doing this? You know, when we are a model to each other, you know, what does it do for the body? Well, it builds it up. It grows it. It builds it up. If we look at Hebrews 3 and verse 13, the Hebrew writer here, Hebrews 3 and 13, he says, exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. This idea of exhort is you know, building up, you know, through this, you know, counsel of others that we take on, that we, you know, we look to others, you know, to help us in these, you know, our walks of life. You know, this, it urges us to exhort and encourage fellow Christians. And that demonstrates that God intends for us to help one another with the difficult things in our lives. Through working these things together and exhorting each other, you know, picking up the qualities of each other that are worthy of imitating, by doing this, we build each other up. If we look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, this is just further show this point. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. Paul writes to the Christians here in Ephesus. In chapter 4, verse 15, he says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. And, you know, this point of building each other up in love and by doing these things, this was kind of what made me think of this lesson to begin with. When we think about, it really worries me outside in the world, it seems like there's a great divide of generation gap. You know, there's a ton of this. If you see you know, talk back and forth of, you know, older generations versus younger generations, and it just seems like it's and I don't see it any kind of prevalence in the church here or anything, but I'm just kind of, it worries me that, you know, it'll find its way in when we talk about you know, an older generation, constantly talking down about the younger generation instead of providing, you know, good examples, and, you know, it would build everybody up. And same with the younger generation, and they don't look to older generation to you know, be those good examples. It seems like it's not going to be a good outcome when that happens. And so that kind of got me thinking about this idea of, you know, of this lesson as far as role models. You know, maybe that's where, you know, we need to kind of focus, is being good role models to each other. And that, it kind of leads us to a special section here for young people. I say special section because when I say young people, there's no age range, you know, so you fill in what you want. We see Paul writes to Timothy about this. We mentioned Timothy earlier. You know, Paul was kind of he's encouraged and mentored, seemed like, Timothy as a younger preacher. And, you know, his two letters to Timothy, we get a lot of great encouragement by. But in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, because Timothy was believed to be a young person, he says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." You know, this has been, I know this verse is brought up a lot of times with to encourage young people. And, you know, it's kind of hard to think about, you know, if you're a young person, that you could be an example. But it does occur. I know that it encourages, you know, older Christians, older people, older generations, when they see young people doing good things, it encourages them. I just recently, even this isn't in the church, but my dad was telling me that he saw these group of boys walking into a gas station in front of him, and there was one boy that held the door open for him, and he said, "Yeah, is that boy you went to high school with?" He said, "He's raising some good kids, because, you know, he stopped and you know, just an act of you know, respect, but it shows an example." And it, you know, makes an impression on people. You know, and we have that here. I know we have a good group of young people here, and I'm constantly encouraged by them when I see, you know, young ladies helping and teaching in class, and young men, you know, taking on roles that, you know, serving, you know, publicly and things like that. And it encourages me, and it provides a good example for all of us. And so we need to also be good examples to the young people, and when they're looking for those that they might be imitating. And then I have another section, just kind of a special section on parents that's, we think about. It's just a few things here, but I thought it's worth mentioning, as far as we're the subject of role models. You know, as parents, we're usually the child's first role models. You know, from the moment that they're born, they start looking at us, absorbing every detail that mom and dad does, you know, and how they approach the world. They're looking at them as role models. You know, they form their understanding of life by watching, you know, their interactions, you know, they make with people, and they might react differently in difficult situations and the way they speak to people. And they are always, it seems, observing and learning and being shaped. So as parents, you know, we need to be you know, it's definitely a sobering thought that we have that charge to raise the young ones, and to be good role models for them. But this is if you look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, you know, this is by God's design of the family unit, that this is where it starts. You know, at home, as far as being good role models. If you look at Proverbs chapter 1, what the wisdom of Solomon writing here, he says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." You know, that it starts at home, where we start giving our kids good role models to follow, and then that builds from there. So that's really all I had on this. As we go to kind of some concluding thoughts here, you know, we should be looking to Christ as the ultimate example and role model, as we talked about, and as we, you know, watch for others who are following Christ in our walks and in our interactions in the church here, and it makes the body of Christ grow stronger by imitating those good qualities. It builds everyone up when we are constantly looking, how can we improve? How can we do these things and be better examples and be, you know, better Christians in that. And then also be a good example to those who may be watching you. You know, there's nothing as scary if someone walks up to you and says, you know, I've been watching what you're doing, and you think, okay, is this good or bad? You know, you always hope it's something that you've been doing that's good that they saw you do. You know, that it should help us to constantly be when there's others around and when there's others not around, be doing the right thing, because like I said, you never know when you're providing that example to someone, when they're picking up things. Like I said, like we talked about kids and younger generation, you never know when they are watching and picking up on these things that you're doing. And this is all with the goal of as we said, walking in that path that leads to heaven. And so if you're not yet a Christian tonight, you know, we talked about Christ and being the ultimate example. We looked at several verses of that, but, you know, he was also the ultimate sacrifice. He did something that could never have been done, as far as it's the blood of bulls and goats could never take away the sins like Christ did when he sacrificed himself. And so as we look to see how we can become a follower of Christ, we have these things listed here, and we go through them many times. And so if there's something that you want to study further, you know, if you're ready now, we can, you've done these things, you've heard these things, you've repented, you want to repent of your sins and confess Christ and put on Christ in baptism, we can do that for you. So that's ready. Or if you'd like to study further, we can also set that up. So if you have a need, if you want, you can come forward as we stand and sing.